Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Right here in the USA, baby. Welcome back to another edition of What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Kevin Flynn is here. Your calls are welcome at any point on the program. We love hearing from you. 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. Or text us 701-237-1590. It's pretty much slick everywhere. Traffic speed should be reduced if you'd like to arrive alive. Because there is a black ice out there. I thought actually yesterday on the program, Captain Nguyen did a very good job of describing black ice. Because I think we take this for granted, Kev. You and I are lifers.
Oh, yeah.
We get it.
Yeah, I started my winter driving skills when I was 12, I think.
Right.
But those that are new to driving... That are, you know, that rode, our kids that rode with us, and we passed those skills on as best we could. But there's a lot of just young drivers that aren't getting those skills passed on to them. And
they don't know what it is.
They don't know really what to do or, I remember the old Brookdale Mall parking lot in Brooklyn Center. My dad would take me over there and go, okay, we jump in the 77 Charger that he had, go fishtail her and come across and, you know, learn how to fishtail, learn how to control it.
I did that with my daughter, too.
Yep, you have to, those things. Because, man, that's like you know, being a fighter pilot and you never fly the jet until you have to go into battle. It's like, no, you have to practice.
And the amount of people that are hitting the ditch because of this black ice
exactly.
is off the charts right now.
That's the problem.
And guess what? Law enforcement has to respond. You know, you're stuck. You got to get a tow truck out there.
Resources, people.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Here's this clip from yesterday in case you missed it on black ice.
People are just driving too fast for the conditions. You know, if you're driving out there and people are saying, well, you hit a patch of black ice, and though you've been driving on black ice for, you know, 5, 6, 8, 10 miles since you started your commute this morning. So people need to understand, like, if the road looks wet and it's 16 below zero, that's not going to be wet. It's actually ice. So
it's ice. Slow down.
Yep.
Got to do it. It's a must.
And give the key to that is give yourself the time. Make, you know, just leave earlier.
Yeah.
Go slower.
Don't be in a hurry.
Don't be in a hurry. It just doesn't, it's not going to end well.
And also give yourself some distance behind the vehicle in front of you.
Yep. And if you've lived here for a while, I mean, we're preaching to the choir. We get that.
Yes, exactly. But obviously some people don't get this.
Like the young people we saw spin around and go in yesterday right across the interstate.
Live on the show. Yeah.
And then he's out digging on a slippery interstate with his hands, digging the snow out of the front wheels with his hands. And it was like, man, come on, kid. Get in your car and use your phone.
Where is the winter survival kit there? Where is the shovel? Where is the gloves? Where's the boots? Where's the things you need?
I asked my son's friends one time. They had a gathering. I think it was post. And I don't know how something came up. One of his buddies is really into trucks. I said, just curious, how many of you guys know how to change a flat tire? And like two hands went up out of like 15 kids.
Is that right?
It's like I almost grabbed them all and said, come with me. I'm going to come. Grab that jack. Come with me.
Because you will have a flat tire at some point.
Yes.
It will happen.
It will happen.
Yeah. Exactly right. Would that be a pet peeve of yours, kids?
Oh, that'd be right, yeah. That's, yep.
Question of the day, what's your pet peeve? We want to know. I started this earlier because I was ticked off at somebody this morning that zoomed in front of a bunch of traffic on an icy arterial road.
Pulled out right in front of you kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, made
and not just me.
Yeah, and then don't you love it when you're in the same lane that they pull into and you don't have anywhere to go because there's a car next to you.
Yeah.
And they didn't make any accommodation for the fact that you can't go and you don't have anywhere to go.
Well, they don't care.
Yeah. And you're on ice and you probably can't stop.
It's all about them. They're in a hurry.
Yep.
It's my pet peeve.
Yep.
Sticking to it.
Selfishness.
You got one today? 271-1100. Maybe by sharing your pet peeve, somebody else will not do it anymore. You'll save yourself from the frustration in the future. Text 237-1590. That's question of the day. We'll keep that going throughout the program. Text 237-1590 or call 271-1100 today on the program. What else are we doing today? We're going to talk to John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment. We also are going to tell you about words you shouldn't use. Stanford University has published a list of harmful language. You hear me? Harmful language. Guess what is on that list? American. That's harmful language. American. According
Come
to
on.
Stanford. No, I'm not making it up.
That's a joke, right?
I'm not making
You've
it up.
You've got to be kidding me.
It's right there.
Harmful language to
yeah.
say American.
Exactly right.
Just shut the doors now. Just stop talking. Stop doing anything.
Did I give you another pet peeve?
Fire everybody. Shut them down.
Stanford's index of harmful language is your pet peeve now? Yeah. Kevin in Fargo, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Kevin.
I tell you what, the obnoxiously loud eaters. Like, the people that just smack and slurp loud, like, no, don't get me wrong. If you're eating, like, a bowl of Cap'n Crunch or something, God bless you, you're not going to be quiet there. But the people that just go out of their way to eat loud, it's like, come on now, drives me up a wall.
Oh, you would have got along so well with my father. My dad, I would eat cereal, and I have a little spoon, like a little, and he'd, like, get a bigger spoon, was his thing. Like, get a bigger spoon, so you're not, yeah. He'd hit upside this little upside the head. Get a bigger spoon.
Now, I'm curious, Kevin, does this pet peeve someone at your table generally or someone at the next table?
I don't know if I can say on the air. You know, some of my people will be listening, too, so, you know, I'm going to have plausible deniability here. But
we have your answer.
Hey, don't forget scraping your teeth on the spoon, too. Don't do that with the cereal. I remember that growing up.
So. Oh, exactly.
Boy.
Good one.
Yeah.
Good stuff, fellas. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Kevin. Good pet peeve. What's your pet peeve today? It's our question of the day. 271-1100, toll-free 855-200-1776, or you can text us, too. If you'd like to, my pet peeve is KJP, Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, and her constant delusion. Just flat out.
It's insulting. It's lying.
Insulting is probably a better word because they know it's lying.
It's just.
They aren't lying like in, you know. Wink, wink, nod, nod. This is delusion. This is all...
Like, weapons-grade stupid.
Theater.
Jimmy Fallon says. I mean, they clearly think we're that stupid.
I think they do. Texture says, how about spick and span, Cracker Jacks, Cracker Barrel, make it all go away? Are those...
the cracker thing?
Pet peeves?
I guess. I don't know.
Spick and span.
Oh! I know what he's saying because they call it a slang word for cracker is American. You a cracker? So down south they use that word a lot. Maybe that's what they're saying.
Oh, okay.
Can't have that word in anything.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
We gotta get on a few things. We gotta get on the
I was back on the pet peeve.
Yeah, there's a couple of sports teams we need to get on right away, and there's still not.
I have the whole list here, so
yeah.
we're gonna go over the list
Beautiful.
Here in just a little bit. Stay tuned for that. I wonder how Senators Hoban and Kramer will vote on the $1 trillion pork bill.
Oh, please vote no.
They've already announced they're voting no.
They have.
They have.
Good.
Yeah. They're both no. I'll find that and read you the statements. But
if avoiding a government shutdown, which is what this does, right? That's what they say. We've got to pass this to avoid a government shutdown. Why does our government need $3.6 million from the Michelle Obama hiking trail in Georgia to maintain essential services?
Or a
$3 million LGBTQ plus museum and some other centers, over $5 million in New York.
Let me answer your question. Who controls the majority in the House and the Senate?
Right now?
Yes.
The Democrats.
Of course. So there you go. There's your answer.
They're pushing it through.
Yeah, they want all that stuff.
Some of these reps are retiring or got voted out.
Blame a Democrat. They're spending like crazy. It's their gig. It's their, what?
$45 more billion to Ukraine. Oh, and Zelensky's here to ask for more. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I am glad that Senator Tillman and Cramer are a big fat no on this. That's certainly good news. I will find that statement for the texter in just a little bit. Back to more of your calls coming up. And don't forget, harmful language.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming December auctions include 280 acres of exceptional cropland in Clay County near Barnesville and Cragness, Minnesota, 295 acres of cropland in Ransom County, 320 acres of cropland in Lemoore near Dickey, North Dakota, 780 acres of cropland near Chaffee, North Dakota, and Cass County, 503 acres in Botno County near Westover, and an excellent line of gravel trailers and semi for DG Trucking in Bismarck. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Some busy elves over at PetroServe USA cooking up your lunch right now. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Wednesday means you buy two fresh-baked cookies, you get one free. So that's great. It's a reason to go there all by itself. But there's home cooking and grab-and-go convenience today, like scalloped potatoes and ham in Yulin, lasagna in Glendon, downtown Fargo beefy mac. That's really good. We're going east to west here. Let's see. Harwood has spaghetti and garlic toast. 12th Avenue North and I-29, cooking up some goodies. West Main Avenue, Swedish meatballs are tuna hot dish. And on 45th, tater tot hot dish. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Petra will serve USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Breaking news here. U.S. home sales fell 7.7% in November. You ready for this, Kev? It's a record 10 straight months of declines. Who's been president for 10 months? I forget.
Yeah, you don't have to think about that much.
I don't?
No.
High mortgage rates pushing many buyers out of the market. High interest rates, inflation.
Well, let's spend another $1.7 trillion to avoid a government shutdown.
Yeah.
Got to avoid it.
There's that.
See, Mitch is on board.
Admittedly, I'm pretty proud of the fact that with a Democratic president, a Democratic House, and a Democratic Senate, we were able to achieve, through this omnibus spending bill, essentially all of our priorities.
Just leave, will you? Just leave.
All of our priorities mean a lot of money.
Got a
here's what Senator Cramer
got
said.
A hiking trail coming for Michelle Obama. That's good.
Yeah. Sure. Do you think that was Mitch's priority?
Well, then the LGBTQ plus museum and education centers in New York and yeah.
Here's what Cramer said about the omnibus spending bill. I continue to oppose the utter dysfunction of Congress. Ramming through must-pass bills like this omnibus spending package and absolutely no transparency is disrespectful to rank-and-file members and the American people we represent. While there's some good in the bill, including fully funding our military and defense needs, I refuse to facilitate this bad behavior.
You know, thank you.
It's something we don't spend a lot of time on. The media doesn't as well. Just besides what's bad in it, and what you don't like, and the cost and all that,
yep,
is how they do it.
That's, yes. But then they come up and tell you, hey, it's don't pay attention to the smell of the pile in the yard. Isn't it pretty?
I'm hopeful no senator will stand in the way of finishing our work before Friday. It's too important to the American people. As
yeah,
you know, there's a big storm coming in the middle of the country
who
on
cares?
Thursday and Friday, so we'd like to finish this as soon as possible.
Yeah.
But we must finish it, of course, by Friday when the government funding expires.
We'll get you a cot.
It doesn't include everything we wanted. McConnell blocked a lot of things, things I cared about, like 9/11 health. He just said no at the end, but it's a big step.
9/11 health.
A big step in the right direction. From start to finish, the omnibus is made by and for the American people.
Here is Senator Homan's statement. With American families facing higher costs due to inflation, Congress needs to stop spending. While there are provisions in this legislation that we support, the top-line spending is too high. Instead of passing a massive $1.7 trillion bill, we should allow the next Congress to address government funding. Thank you. Going forward, Congress needs to work through regular order to fund our priorities while finding savings to control of our debt and deficit. Get control of our debt and our deficit.
What happened to the line item? Oh, we couldn't expect Joe to do any of that. You know, no hiking trail for Obama. No museums for LGBTQ. Sorry, can't do that. No, we can't afford any Bo Weevil saving in wherever California. Can't afford that. We need to get back to essential government services because the rest is just fat, and we don't have the budget for it.
Get some of your texts in here. Texter says, good job, Kevin. Now don't back down. Don't let up. Get loud. You're supposed to get loud.
Kevin. Oh, always.
Another listener, we are not that stupid, but there
are... Turn me up.
We are not that stupid, but there are millions of people in this country who are that stupid. The dumbing down of the USA has been a huge success.
That's true.
Question of the day on pet peeves. What's your pet peeve? Call us at 271-1100. Text us 237-1590. This listener says, my pet peeve is when Republicans do not accept certified elections. Okay. I wonder if that pet peeve also is when Hillary doesn't. And what's her name down there in Georgia?
Oh, all of them. I mean, in 2016? The dying goes back to...
I can't think of it.
Even back to 2000, hanging chads and...
There's plenty of Democrats that have said the same thing. They forget that. You get a little amnesia. Another pet peeve, people tailgating on icy roads. With you 100%. Couldn't agree with you anymore. Another, my pet peeve, driver pulls out from a side street into your lane, slowing you down, then turns off a block later.
Right.
Did I mention a block later?
Yeah.
A block later?
Exactly. What, dude? The whole highway's open behind me. You couldn't wait 10 seconds.
No, they want to endanger you and themselves and everything else.
Exactly.
Wayne in Fargo, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Wayne.
Well, I'm not in Fargo. I'm in Alexandria, but that's all right.
Okay, Alexandria. My bad.
Yeah. I can't understand why these gutless Republicans don't impeach our president for not protecting our borders and why they can't stop all this overflow of people. I'm 68 years old, and it's driving me nuts.
Well, just a little...
They can, they won't.
Well, they can't, actually, because they don't control the House or the Senate. Now, they could with the Republican House now. They could, you know, proceedings begin in the House, but they go to the Senate for the actual trial. So Republicans need control before they can do it. I mean, I'm with you, and it'll be interesting to see... Go ahead, Wayne.
Yeah, no, I just don't understand that they can't stop them from spending all this money. It drives you crazy.
Sir?
Meanwhile, you know what? How many a day? 3,000-5,000 a day more coming across?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got some news on the
border
too, we're going to get to. Some media even waking up to this thing now, believe it or not, besides Bill Malusian at Fox. Hey, Wayne, how are the roads in Alexandria today?
They're not bad yet. They're slippery. You just, like you said, slow down. Put it in four-wheel drive if you got it, and drive slow.
Yeah, it's coming towards you. I'm looking at the radar right now.
Yeah.
It's coming from the west.
Yeah, well, it's light snow right now, but the wind is not supposed to blow until tomorrow, so.
There you go.
Good stuff. Wayne, I appreciate the call, and I share your frustration. Call again, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too. Have a good Christmas, guys. Thank you, guys.
You bet.
Texter says, I taught my son how to drift with the e-brake to help corner in the winter.
You bet.
Weeks later, he plowed into a curb, destroying the left wheel.
Okay, well, that's going to happen, probably.
His mom asked, who showed him that move? And he said, Dad.
She
then asked me why I showed him that move, and I said he was going to do it anyway, just trying to show him the proper way. Obviously, he wasn't paying attention.
Well, you couldn't tell Mom you saw it on YouTube? Come on, buddy.
That's Mom's pet peeve is what that is right there.
That's a good one.
All right, back to some more Christmas music and good cheer here on What's on Your Mind. Lots of stuff to get to here today. We're taking your text. Pet peeve of the day. What's your pet peeve? Let us know. Call 271-1100, text 237-1590.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Forget about Black Friday this holiday season. This November at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, we are giving you the wellness deal of a lifetime. Purchase any Hot Spring hot tub this November, and we will give you a Finleo traditional or infrared sauna free. That's a $7,000 value. You heard right, a free Finleo sauna. Your choice. Now you can receive the best wellness benefits of the hot tub and the sauna together in the ultimate everyday made better holiday wellness package. Financing is available. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
USA News Update. Lawmakers unveiled Tuesday a wide-ranging $1.65 trillion spending bill for fiscal 2023, with an increase in military and domestic funding. At a time of inflation, the biggest complaint is the amount of pork in the bill. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul.
The PAYGO rules say you can't do this. You can't have all this new spending unless it's offset. We will also be demanding that the PAYGO rules are increased. Instead of taking 60 votes to evade the rules, we're going to ask that it be a two-thirds vote to evade the rules.
The Biden administration urged the Supreme Court Tuesday to let the Trump-era Title 42 policy end, as Republican-led states push to keep it in place. For the moment, it stays in place. Ukrainian President Zelensky will visit Washington, D.C. today in his first known trip outside the country since Russia's invasion began last February. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Time to celebrate the season, haven't eaten all day. My tummy is grabbing because I've been saving.
All right, I've been waiting to do this all day. The Wednesday Wheels deal from Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Right there on Main Avenue in Valley City, our friends at Pucklich give you a great deal every Wednesday here on the program. This one is a 2022 GMC Sierra Denali. Single owner trade from Castleton. Smart move to head to Valley City in Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. 6.2 liter V8 with just over 4,000 miles. Seems like new. Black, with black interior. It is fully loaded. Heated and cooled seats. Heads-up display, power running boards, backup camera. You know a Denali, it's loaded to the max. Yesterday, that was on the lot for $66,000. If you tell them you heard about it on the flag, say, I'm here because I heard about this on the flag, they're going to say, slash $1,000 off that. Yours for $65,000. Try and get one of those new right now. How long you wait? That's the Wednesday Wheels deal. 2022 GMC Sierra Denali. Black one, 4,000 miles. Wow. Is that any good or what? My friends at Pucklich, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City, check it out online and head on in there today. You're going to love it. Matt in Stanley is next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Matt. What's on your mind today?
I was just going to let you guys know that Hot Spring Spa's a Pool Tables commercial. They're running an ad from November. It's a little strange.
That would be a little strange. Where are you listening, Matt?
I am 1090.
Okay. KTGO 1090, the flag in Tioga.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you heard the ad for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Whatever special it is, if I were you, I'd go in and say, I want that deal, because I heard it on the radio. In the meantime, we'll make sure that that gets corrected.
Okay, yeah, I just figured I'd let you know, like, November, it's middle of December.
They actually extended the November special into December. Which is you buy a hot spring.
Oh, okay, okay.
You buy a hot spring sauna, and you buy a hot spring spa, and you get the sauna free. You get the Kevin Flynn special.
Yeah.
You get one of each.
I wish.
Okay. Yeah.
I like the hot tub though. I'll tell you that. I'm working on the sauna deal.
Oh, okay. They're the best. They're the best. Yeah.
Well, that makes sense why it's still running then, but yeah. That was all.
That was your pet peeve. You heard a November ad in December. Makes
sense.
That
was a little strange.
Makes sense.
But
I'm glad
that was all.
Glad you told us, Matt. Thank you. Pet peeves, welcome today on the program. 271-1100. Toll free. 855-200-1776. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. Texter says, a pet peeve of mine, when backing out of my driveway and I'm waiting for a car to go by, they slow down and drive behind me slower. Let me see, you're trying to make it easier for me to hit you?
Yeah, right?
Either speed up or stop. Yeah. Perfect. Love it. Henry, you're on the program. Henry in Fargo on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, let me start out with just a big Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas
Merry
to you.
Christmas, buddy.
Yes. Thank you for saying that.
And I was in a bad mood the other day. I called in, so you busted me on that. But anyways, you don't think that McCarthy didn't go up to McConnell and say, hey, get me out of this hole, pass the $1.7 trillion, and that this whole thing isn't rigged? I mean, we get to Congress, and we're talking about all this thing we're going to do, and we're going to – you had a guy on there saying we're going to fence line some stuff so they can't get their money for what they want, all this kind of stuff, and all of a sudden they're going to pass a $1.7 trillion that will take almost the full 2 years of funding out of the control of the Republicans. When are we going to realize that it's over, people? They've just been hoodwinking us. The Republicans are the Democrats, and the Democrats are the Republicans.
I don't think Kevin McCarthy said, go ahead and pass that, and then I'll act mad about it. I don't. Because if you're the incoming majority leader, you want your imprint on the legislation. I do believe that. Now,
not if you want, and not if you're a rhino, and not if you're part of the whole, you know, one world government.
Exactly.
True.
Appearances of compromise. Appearances.
If one is of that ilk, I would agree with you. I don't think Kevin McCarthy is, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When will we realize this? That's all I'm asking is, either I am just some overnight conspiracy theorist since they stole 2020 election, or when will we actually realize that we're $32 trillion in debt, they've never done anything about it, they don't intend to do anything about it. There's going to be a great reset, and the only people that are going to get hurt are the ones that built this country, and that's me and you.
Democrats are in the majority. They're in the majority. So until Republicans get the majority, and thankfully that will be next year in the House, there's no hope.
You know what a big question is to that, though, Scott, is which Republicans are in the majority? Which, you know, which of the rhinos are in the, you know what I mean? It's like, that's the problem with the party right now. I mean, the rhino fact.
Yeah, I mean, they ought to be held accountable to their actions in the next Congress.
You hear Mitch McConnell say, everything we needed. Excuse me. We need a $3.5 million hiking trail in Georgia with Michelle Obama's name on it. That's essential government service. Really?
Well, how this works is he says, okay, you get what you want, and we get what we want. And
you
that's
know
how
you get anything that you want, once, unless we absolutely need it.
Yeah.
Period. That's what Kelly Armstrong said.
It sickens me.
Stop.
That they, we have a newly elected Republican House, and they get no say on this thing.
Yeah.
Ticks me off something
And they're
terrible.
Trying to sneak it through and push it through in time and pat it full of nonsense. It's unbelievable.
Let's see
Bunch
what
of thieves.
Kevin Cramer was just on with Larry Kudlow. Let's see what he says about it.
Joining us now is our great friend, Senator Kevin Cramer from North Dakota, who I think likes this bill even less than I do, but I will let the senator speak for himself. You're not a happy camper either, Senator Cramer.
Well, I'm not, Larry, and I haven't been like you for probably a year because, first of all, let's remember, a year ago when Chuck Schumer released this year's calendar, he put this week on the calendar. Why do you think he scheduled us to be here the week of Christmas? He did it specifically for this reason. In other words, this is a liberal strategy to you know, push all of this spending on Republicans. And by the way, the payoff to Republicans from Chuck Schumer is, you know, this 10% increase in military spending, which is very, very important, for sure. Some will tell you, and I think including Leader McConnell, that in on all of the omnibuses we've ever had, this is the, quote, best one. I would say it might be the least worst one, but it's certainly not good. So the process stinks from the beginning, and you and I have talked about that, and we can again. But because the process has been jammed this way, we got this bill at 2 a.m. this morning, and we're going to be voting on it tomorrow, probably. Because of that, I haven't read all 4,155 pages, nor has anybody else. You've found some nuggets relating to tax increases. That's a problem. We found a nugget because we're always looking at the EPA, that there's a doubling of the EPA's enforcement dollars. Now, think about that, Larry, in yours and my pro-growth American future. So I'm a no. I've been a no all along, largely over process, just like it was on last year's omnibus. It might be on balance better than other omnibus, but that's not the issue. The issue is we need to get back to the discipline of the institution that respects the chairman of the committees and the rank and file members, both the House and the Senate. But my sense is it's going to pass tomorrow with all the Democrats, maybe not even all the Democrats, but enough Democrats and Republicans. We'll see if it does or it doesn't. If it goes over the House, of course, Democrats will pass it, probably with very few Republican votes. And the good news, being the eternal optimist that you and I are, the good news is if that happens, and let's hope we can stop it, but if that happens, then Kevin McCarthy and the House Republicans get to start on January 3rd with a clean slate and a new fiscal year to start the appropriations process on and show us really what we're all about.
All right, there you go. See, sort of the same thing I'm saying. You can judge McCarthy by his actions. That obviously was not today. It was yesterday because he's talking about the vote that was coming up. So, Senator Kevin Cramer on with Larry Kudlow there. Boatload of texts to get to here, and Darren in West Fargo wants to weigh in here on Senator Cramer. Hey, Darren, what's on your mind?
Well, that was a pretty good deal that Mr. Cramer just did with Kudlow on Fox there, but seems like a couple of weeks ago, didn't he just vote Mitch McConnell back in as minority leader? And that was before Herschel Walker had a chance to show up.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they voted yet or they're going to vote. He certainly supports McConnell. Yeah.
Well, what's going to change? We keep putting him in as minority leader or majority leader, whichever the case is, and we're just going around in a circle. It's like Lucy and Charlie Brown with the football.
No, it's like tic-tac-toe.
It's a fair.
It's like a game of tic-tac-toe. It just never ends.
It's a fair point, Darren, and I think a good one for us to lead with next time Senator Cramer's on to say, you're ticked about the process. The person who led the process was Mitch McConnell. Why does he gain your support? That's essentially your question.
Right. And same thing for Mr. Hoven. He's right there with him. I called both of their offices before the leadership vote and encouraged both of them not to vote for this guy again. But
we shall ask.
That didn't go very far either. It wasn't very persuasive, I guess.
We'll ask on your behalf, Darren. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. All right. Let's get to some texts here. Here's a pet peeve. Scam calls that come on the phone every day, same foreign voice on the other end, calling to place an order for something over the phone, and the person taking the order has a foreign accent so you can't understand what they're saying, and they talk too fast. Sounds like there were two pet peeves there. Here's another.
Well, you need to learn Spanish or whatever.
Headlights on newer vehicles are too blinding. Are they? I did not know that. Jim, let's get you in here before the break. Hello, Jim. What's on your mind?
Well, say, the only reason Cramer and Hoven aren't voting for this bill is they put their name on that infrastructure bill. It's not their turn yet. Next time around, when McConnell needs a vote to run something through that is pretty ugly, they're up.
I think the criticism of this is genuine, coming from both of them. And I would caution to say, well, they're only voting that way because this, and, you know, then if they had voted the other way, you'd say, they voted the wrong way. You know, when they vote the right way, give them credit. don't question motives. That's dangerous, in my view.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiments, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Back in the Freedom Matters USA studios on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? Think about that. People think, well, the Bakken, yeah, isn't that out west? You know, a couple counties there? Yeah, but the oil and gas development that happens in the northwest corner of North Dakota fuels every corner of North Dakota. Very true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. The schools, the roads, the water projects, everything. Pretty amazing. 10 before the top of the hour. Pet peeve of the day, whatever that is, let us know. Listener says, my pet peeve is local stations not reporting the Twitter dumps. NBC, CBS, ABC. The Twitter files is a massive story. But suffice it to say that the FBI was basically a subsidiary of Twitter. They had so much power over, no, don't do that, no, don't do that, no. Make sure nobody sees that one. It's just staggering. Absolutely staggering. And you are right, and it's a good pet peeve, that so few stations have actually reported it. 271-1100 to call us here today. Text us at 237-1590. Still to come, Stanford's very woke list of harmful language, which includes, wait for it, American. Stanford University says the word American is harmful language.
Okay.
It's no kidding. And I see you in there, but ready to drop over.
I'm just deleting Aaron Tippin where the Stars and Stripes and Eagles Fly thing, so I'm sure we can't play that.
Well, we can play anything we want. We don't play by Stanford's rules.
Oh,
see?
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have to listen anymore to that nonsense.
They're just right, idiots. Very good. That's the bottom line.
Who thinks that's a good idea? To me, Scotty, I mean, you and I live in the real world. You know, Hugh Hewitt talks about the real world all the time.
There's no such thing as a real world at an academic institution like Stanford.
It's like you go to a place like that, and where are you? How did you get to think like that? Kick them to Kansas or something. You know, I mean, move them to North Dakota.
It's unbelievable. It really is.
Who are these people?
Let me get to a few of your texts because we're behind on those. Besides open borders, one of my pet peeves has always been pork barrel spending or earmarks.
Oh, amen.
No wonder our national debt is over $31 trillion. Retiring Senators Shelby and Inhofe together have nearly $120 million in the omnibus bill. They must have learned how to get buildings and bridges named after them like Robert Byrd and Harry Reid. It's a game they play. It's disgusting. And when you print money, I guess what's the worry? What's the worry?
Someone texted me earlier about, if you're mad about the $1.7 trillion, you must have been really upset about Donald Trump putting $7 trillion on the... And the answer is, yeah, I was. That's correct. I've been unhappy about all of this since the last time, 2001, the Clinton administration, proposed a balanced budget. George W. said no, then 9/11 hit, and let's spend away.
Nothing is new about this behavior.
Right.
Nothing
but
is new.
But then Obama,
it's just been,
got to be noted, Obama in 08 said, hey, because it came back around, balanced budget, guys. He said, no, you can trust us.
No, he called the Obama,
yep.
Called his predecessor, George W. Bush,
yep.
Immoral because of the debt. Immoral. And the debt at the time was $8 trillion. A lot of that due to the war after 9/11. Guess what old Obama did? He doubled the debt of George W. Bush. Unbelievable. Sid is calling by Arlington. Sid, what's on your mind?
My pet peeve, Scott, is the speaker option on your phone. I know my boss is listening to me as soon as it says Sid because he listens on his computer every day, and I'm driving one of his trucks, so the boss knows that, yeah, I'm on my headset, so I'm legal. The pet peeve I have is if you have a speaker option on your phone and you're talking to somebody, you realize how much it distorts? I was just thinking, Scott, you're a professional broadcaster, okay? So turn the mic gain up on your microphone, rotate it 90 degrees, and then scream into it because nobody can hear you. What do you think that... Oh,
yeah, my favorite is when you're at a restaurant or something and somebody at the next booth thinks you need to be party to their conversation.
Right? Exactly.
And has it on the speakerphone. you know, they're blabbing into the phone and you're hearing the other person as well, like, yeah, what time are you going to be home? Well, I'm thinking about 7. Well, if you could be home by 6:30, that'd be good. Like, I don't want to hear this call. I don't want to hear this.
You're in a public restroom, too.
Oh, that's the best.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so funny. You mentioned that. Literally, the day before yesterday, I'm standing there doing my business. Guy comes in next to me, and all of a sudden he says, I don't care. He scared the crap. I'm like, he's got one of the things in his ear.
On the phone.
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's so interesting. Sid, nice hearing from you. And I know you're hands-free, but call again when you're hands-free sometime. Love to hear from you. And hi to your boss, too. Glad you're both listening. We love it. Another pet peeve. Texted in, any Republican voting yes on this budget cannot call themselves a conservative, including Hovind. Hovind voted against it. Memo.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus the great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. LA Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, $1 off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.